This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later today, CBS will release its profits report. The broadcaster made headlines in August when it went head-to-head with Time Warner Cable. The standoff may have cost Time Warner more than 300,000 subscribers, but CBS seems to have done better, at least for now. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
TV companies like CBS used to make most of their money from advertising. Now they're getting a lot of their revenues from license fees charged to cable companies. That's what the standoff with Time Warner was about. Hal Vogel follows the industry for Vogel Capital Management.
CBS especially has been a leader in developing this license fee, and it can add up to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Other TV networks see those millions and want in on the action. But too much of a good thing could backfire for broadcasters.
Investors shouldn't necessarily assume that these revenue streams are going to continue forever.
That's David McAdams, an economics professor at Duke University. When networks charge cable companies higher fees, those costs get passed along to consumers. When fees get too high, McAdams says consumers will disconnect their cable and access shows on the computer or with rabbit ear antennas. That scenario wouldn't be too profitable for cable companies or CBS. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.